Right now, we are on the edge of two air masses. Cool air is positioned to our east and warmer air to our west. As we work through the next 24 hours, conditions will be on the mild side across New York and western New England, and then we will transition to some cooler weather for Wednesday. In fact, Wednesday's temperatures are likely to be a few degrees below seasonable levels before we rebound close to 70 by Thursday. So right now we have a backdoor cool front that is working its way through central New England, and at the same time there is a warm front positioned to our west. So temperatures are ranging anywhere from the 60s in our eastern areas to near 80 across our western areas, and there's a few spots across western New York that are even warmer this afternoon. We are in the middle, so we're looking at temperatures that have been mainly in the 70s, at least in most areas, and our dew point temperatures are near the 60-degree mark, and that means there is at least a little bit of humidity in the air. Moving into tonight, that warm front that is to our west right now will continue to push closer, so we will see clouds and some showers come through. There's even the potential for some rumbles of thunder as we work through the night. Some of these showers and storms could put down some heavy downpours during the nighttime hours, and we will have some areas of fog as well. It'll be a fairly mild night, with overnight low temperatures running in the 50s to around 60. During tomorrow morning, that warm front will still be nearby, and it will tend to kind of wash out right across our area, so there's still that threat for some showers during the morning hours. And then tomorrow afternoon, a cold front will approach from the west, and that will likely set off at least some isolated showers and thunderstorms during tomorrow afternoon. The Storm Prediction Center has marked our area with a marginal risk for severe weather tomorrow, so there is the threat that some of these storms could be locally strong with some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Moving beyond that, the warm weather will end tomorrow, and temperatures on Wednesday will take quite a dip, running only around 60 degrees, so that is quite a bit below normal for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possible thunder, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possible thunderstorms, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possible thunder, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, possible thunder, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, high in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.